Welcome to another 122nd Black Snake Bites podcast. Your host today, myself, Senior Master Sergeant Leslie Kaiser, First Sergeant, Maintenance Squadron. And today we have Miss Julie Kasky with us, part of our Sexual Assault Prevention and Response team on base. Ma'am, can you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Oh, sure. Absolutely. Good morning. Good afternoon. This is I'm Julie Kasky, and I am the 122nd Fighter Wing Black Snakes Sexual Assault Response Coordinator. Full-time out here. I'm available 24/7 for our members, their families, their friends.
Ms. Kasky, can you tell us how you got involved with this program on base?
Sure. Actually, I used to be in the military here at the 122nd. I served about 33 and a half years total. I had the opportunity to be part of the IG team, the Complaints and Resolutions Officer, as well as I served in the EO prior to that. And so when this opportunity came available full time, I felt like that was a great path for me to go. And about 2 years ago, I retired as a lieutenant colonel.
Thank you for your service. So since being involved with our SAPR program, or again, that sexual assault prevention and response, you being the coordinator for this, what did you think it was before you got into that coordinator role? And then what have you learned it actually is?
You know, that's a great question, Leslie, because when I got into the position, my first thoughts was I would just be working with those individuals or family members that maybe experienced some sexual assault.
Right.
Because that's what the title is, right? Sexual Assault Response Coordinator.
Right.
And there's actually so much more to that, because not everyone wants to file an official report either. If they do experience some type of sexual violence or trauma in their life, they may be just wanting to come and look for some resources and some healing and getting those things that they need to make them a stronger person.
Mm-hmm.
And so I quickly found out that being a part of the community and reaching out and getting those resources and those connections to have at any time is a huge part of my job. I.e., we have our Fort Wayne Sexual Assault Treatment Center, and they are who does our forensic exams if we do have someone that may need that. However, they do way more than that, too. They will talk with individuals and help me find them counseling off base. We have our vet center that I connect with. We have the VA that I connect with. There's a military sexual trauma individual that works specifically at the VA. And so there's just so much engagement that I have to coordinate. And I love that part of the job. And then there's, of course, annual training that we all dread and hear about, right? So that's another huge part of the job, is getting hopefully at least 95, 96% of the base trained on our annual SAPR training. But I like to think of it as more of a conversation with the members than just a training, because it's just a friendly yearly reminder that, you know, we're all in this together. We're all here to protect one another.
Right.
And just a time to check in and make sure everyone knows that I'm available. I have a wonderful team. Ashley Lowe is my alternate SARC over in maintenance, so I'm sure you know her well. And then Matt Kuhn, a wonderful individual that helps me with trainings and taking reports if needed.
Yeah. I like the diversity within your team. I think that's helpful, too, in getting individual support that's needed in such a time where it's needed most.
Absolutely. And they're very passionate about being part of the team. And that's one of the key things if you want to ever become involved in the program, is make sure it's something you want to do.
Right.
And it's not something you're being told to do.
Yeah. What are some things senior leaders can do to support you and this program if they have someone in their unit going through something like this?
You know, I want to go ahead and state that currently I couldn't be more pleased with all the leadership that I have had in this role over the last 6 years. Everyone that I've had as a senior leader and worked for has been very supportive, has always given me any resources that I need, always supported any victims that have came forward, supported even myself if I was going through a lot as well.
Right.
And so one of the things, I guess, when you ask that question that comes to my mind is believing them. If someone comes to you as a senior leader and they feel safe and they share something with you, please start with believing them and then getting them, you know, over into whether it's Ashley, Matt, or myself. But I just think that that's one of the biggest things I've seen is when leadership believes and supports that it's happening and doesn't try to just act like it's not happening. Mm-hmm. That's the biggest thing.
Okay. A conversation as heavy as this is not easy to talk about. And I really appreciate your transparency in talking about in the sexual assault prevention and response here on base. What are a few takeaways you would want someone to know about when they hear about Sapper?
You know, one of the biggest key takeaways, of course, and even during our annual conversation that we have yearly, is knowing where to go for the help.
Right.
You know, who do I contact, which is myself, Julie Caskey, as well as Ashley Lowe or Matt Kuhn. Or even if you're not comfortable being reaching out to someone here on base, you can reach out directly to the Fort Wayne Sexual Assault Treatment Center, and they will assist you without telling even myself. Mm-hmm. That is an option. That is where confidentiality does come in. It can be very confidential to where I don't even know if that's something that somebody needs. There are, of course, you know, the two types of reporting, which we learn about and hear about on a yearly basis, restricted and unrestricted, and what those all involve. And the other one is third-party reports. And I know that can get a little confusing as well. And so that's why the key takeaway is to just know who to come and talk to so that all of your options are open. So you don't find yourself in an investigation that you didn't want to be in or have reported.
Right.
Is one of the biggest key takeaways, as well as the other thing that I, just to go back a little bit into one of the things I didn't realize prior to becoming the SARC is the victimization that can occur for males. We live in a society where females are reporting more, but that doesn't mean it's not happening to actual men as well, or to boys growing up that then affects them into their adulthood. Or, and that was one of the things that I really realized once I took the position and have worked with some males, is that was an eye opener for me.
Yeah. Is there a time limit someone can come see you, say something happened to them, like you mentioned in childhood? Is there a time limit that would stop them from coming to see you?
No, not at all. And, okay. And that's the other key takeaway, is it's never too late for help.
Right.
Or for healing or for getting the resources. Now, depending on how long ago it was, if you wanted to try and have some type of unrestricted report and legal involved, that I can't answer because I'm not legal. But there's never too late to get the help to heal yourself or right. to become stronger from an unfortunate incident that may have occurred years ago.
I hear within you the empowerment you try and give back to everyone that comes to see you. And I think that's something admirable. I can hear that and see you. Maybe not the audience, but I appreciate that side of you. Thank you for that.
Thank you for saying that. Yes. And that, as you state, bring that up, that's one of the biggest things too, is to make sure I always want to make sure that I'm not the one making a decision. I'm there to help them along the way mm-hmm. of the journey and make the decisions. And it could be a year, 2 years, 3 years that it may take somebody to completely be able to be on their own. And that's okay. I think that we need to know that's okay.
Right. The military has so many supporting agencies and services for our members. How do you see Sapper fitting in and changing our military culture to be more strong and a lethal force?
Yeah, that's an interesting question, because as I sit and ponder that, one of the differences with the Sapper program is that it is not a service-specific program. You know, I work for DOD, basically. And so I have Army cases, I have Air cases, I have a Marine, sometimes Navy, whatever service is within my home of record, so within, you know, a certain radius. And so I look at Sapper as being all-inclusive of all military. And so we bring to the table, working with our other Sapper teams, Even our other DPHs I work with, we work with, you know, our special victims councils, which are legal councils for victims, working with Megan, our local DPH, just working with the chaplains. I think that's what's important, is that we work as a team in order to have a no wrong door, and then to know how to do a warm handoff with like EO, for example. Jenna Burke and I have established a routine, because it's important that someone doesn't accidentally divulge to her sexual assault, because she's a mandatory reporter.
Right.
So therefore, you know, she will always have a conversation with getting them to me first to make sure that it does fall within the sexual harassment before they accidentally divulge something to her. So I just think that's what is going to make us a better, improved culture, is working as a team, like with anything else, and just believing again.
Yeah. Ms. Julie, is there any parting words you'd like to leave with us today when it comes to your program and how you coordinate it?
Not really. With the biggest thing, I guess, is knowing that the help is there, whether it's through myself, whether it's through Megan, whether it's through a chaplain, a first sergeant, even such as yourself. Just please reach out to someone that they trust, respect, and feel safe with. Mm-hmm. And please know that, yes, I do sexual assault, but it doesn't mean that you can't come and talk to me about something else, and I can get you to the right location, or I can just be there for you. And that's one of the things with SAPR that's a little different too, is I can work with family members, friends, retirees, anyone that you feel is close to you and needs help. I can be there.
That's awesome. Well, Ms. Julie Caskey, I know you're down in the dock of the Wing Building, and I appreciate you being down there and just stopping by your office to say hi sometimes. It's always nice to see a friendly face.
Absolutely. And I always have a nice little educational awareness item to hand out.
I like that. Thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you for having me, Leslie.
This is the official podcast of the 122nd Fighter Wing. Views and opinions expressed do not necessarily reflect the views of the 122nd Fighter Wing, Air National Guard, or United States government. No endorsement of any person or business is ever intended.